Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple
about
of
what?
About what? It's about the elections next year.
Next year?
Yeah, the 2024 elections.
Yeah, that's a while off, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll start doing it now because, you know, your opinion is very important for the success of this research and what's going on in the nation and in your community. So it's about that and a few other things. Do you have a couple of minutes to help me out?
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you. Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Proudly vote?
Yes, I'll vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have everyone from every age, may I have your age, please?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm a senior citizen.
Okay, not a plan. You don't have to tell me. It's okay. I can give a plan. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everyone, may I ask you race?
You just asked me that.
No, race. I ask you your age.
Oh, race.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm white.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
You yeah, 10.
Number. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democratic, Republican, and independent?
I'm an independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, you know, that's a complicated question. I'm not sure what you mean by direction.
Well,
if
you're
talking about economic policies, things are decent, I guess.
About everything, about the way the country's heading in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, the rest of the stuff is not good, I don't think.
So are you dissatisfied, very dissatisfied?
Yeah, I'd say I'm dissatisfied.
Oh, thank you. And what specifically makes you say that? Just one thing, I just have to write it down. Just give me one thing that makes you say that you're dissatisfied with.
I guess the easiest way to put it is people don't respect each other.
Okay.
Sometimes my wife doesn't respect me, you know what I mean?
I got the same problem. I guess we're all in the same boat, huh?
Yeah, I've experienced it.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Climate, I'm going to read you a list. Climate, I only need two choices, climate change and environmental issues, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling and hold
crime and violence.
Okay, I need another one. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms. Improving K-12 public school education. Inflation and the economy. Immigration and border security. Healthcare costs. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Oh, yeah, I'm about ready to jump off the roof after that list.
I just need one more.
I don't know. Immigration.
Thank you. Okay. No, right along. Let's see. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, I'm thinking. Okay. Those are the only two choices, huh?
Yeah, just approve.
I would say generally I approve.
Okay. Somewhat approve or strongly approve? Somewhat. Approve.
Somewhat.
Strongly. Thank you.
Yeah, somewhat so.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't agree with everything they do.
Okay. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, I guess staying the same.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
You know, that's a hard question to answer. Maybe staying the same, between staying the same and getting worse.
Which one would you rather, would you like to?
I got to choose?
Well, it's your opinion, you know. So do you want me to put staying about the same or getting worse? It's not a right.
I know, but I mean, it's a very difficult question because there have been some things that have happened that are bad. But on the other hand, you know, things have been bad for a while.
Okay.
So say staying the same.
Okay, thank you. Now, and how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned about that.
Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
I'm sorry, say it again, I didn't understand.
Oh, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know and we'll move on to the next one. Black Lives Matter. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
I don't like that.
0 to 100? Just give me a number.
Well, I don't know. What's 100?
100 is that you, means that you feel very warm and favorable.
I give them about a 5.
Okay, thank you. How about the National Rifle Association, or NRA? NRA.
About a 5.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Boy, that's a tough one. You know, if he weren't such an ass, you know, and say these bad things all the time, give him a 15.
Okay. Thank you. How about Cornel West?
I hardly know him. It wouldn't be fair for me to answer that.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to just put 101. You don't know. Okay. And how about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you. 102. I'm going to put 102. That's, you don't know.
You're
Biden?
How do I feel about Uncle Joe? I felt much better until this Chinese thing. Give him a 20.
Thank you. What about the Republican Party?
Um, 25.
Thank you. What about Tim Scott?
I don't know him very well. I know who he is, but I don't know enough to judge him.
So you don't, no opinion. I'm going to.
I don't have any opinion about him.
101, no problem. Thank you. Okay.
All right, we done?
Almost.
Well, you said thank you. I thought that was it. Go ahead.
I just say thank you every time you answer.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem.
That's an open question.
Yes, I have that in mind.
Now, we got Trump under indictment. Joe Biden, his health is terrible. I mean, geez.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's what, 78?
These guys don't quit.
I know.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Anyway,
we need term limits. We need to get rid of some of these people. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried.
I'm not worried about that.
Not worried at all, not so worried.
Not worried. About white nationalism?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
No, I'm not worried about that.
At all or not so worried?
No, not at all.
Thank you. And now I'd like to read you, some statements about differences, about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. This is the first one. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I don't think it makes any difference. It is protected. I guess I agree with it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. I don't really care if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
If they want to get married, that's up to them.
Okay.
I think if a few gays get divorced, they'll quit getting married. Get a
right.
taste of that, you know?
Right. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you agree or disagree?
You know, these are not easy questions that have a yes or no answer. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Don't know? Okay. I have a spot for that too. American democracy is under major threat now.
No.
Do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, gee. Whose poll is this?
It's from Florida.
Florida?
Well, that's what we're based on, yeah.
Yeah, but who's paying for this?
It's called the National Opinion
Survey. No, not that. I mean, is this for some candidate?
No. This is independent. Yeah, that's why we ask for your opinion, you know.
Yeah.
It's an independent outfit.
Okay. What was the question?
America's on the path to another civil war.
No, I don't think so.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree with that.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or
say it again?
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority
I do not students? Support them.
Okay, strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
A strong one.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A. It's two statements. This is the first one, 7A. Some people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our...
Wait a minute. I'm not understanding this. Start over.
I'm going to read you two statements. I want you to tell me which one do you agree with it more.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Some people say that American strength is rooted in the traditional values of responders and his people.
Who are responders? You're talking about policemen?
The founders, you know, like George Washington.
Oh, founders. I'm sorry. Yes. I misunderstood you.
No problem.
All right.
And woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. Indoctrinate, you know, they begin in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know much about the woke culture.
Okay. Well, at that time, when the rich of the both demons, I just wonder which one do you find more agreeable? It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today.
So I want to say it again.
It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us.
I don't have any opinion. That's way too complicated. Tell them they need to rephrase that.
Okay. No problem. I just interested to tell me which one do you agree with more. The same MB is all the people say American strength is in its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the
world. Well, I think that's true.
Okay. So that you agree with same MB more, right? So,
yeah, I guess, huh?
Somewhat more, much more.
Oh man, you keep someone.
I know they want to know if it's real.
They
know.
Paying you by the question?
No, I wish they were. Believe me, no. But I have to read a verbatim. Which one? So you want to? Somewhat more.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And thank you for understanding.
We're done now?
No, well, almost.
You said that last time. Then you keep going. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, and 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it's important at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. This is the first one, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. 0 to 10.
Well, that's a 10. 10 was, which
Thank
way
you.
Was it
yeah,
10?
Extremely important. 0
yeah,
is not
that's
important.
A 10. That's
Police,
a 10.
Thank you. Police that treat everyone the same. 0
yeah, that's
10.
A 10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms.
Maybe a, A 2.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't Christian. I don't know. 2.
Thank you. It's not no wrong or right answer, you know.
I know. But I mean, Christian ideals, there's a lot of non-Christians in this country. I mean... You know, you got Muslims, you got Jews.
Mm-hmm.
We got everybody here.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Freedom to protect the police or government. To protest, not protect. Protest. You know, to going to have a...
Yes, that's a 10.
Thank you. Immigration to this country.
What do you want to know how I feel about that?
Is that important or...
Yes, that's a 10.
Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Over the last few years, a stacked, extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has fallen back on fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our life, And we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. Do you agree or disagree? 0 to 10.
I don't understand where you're going with this. I agree with the decisions they made. Because, you know, forgiving student debt, I paid my debt.
Okay.
I worked. I ain't getting a refund, you know? That's my feeling.
Yeah, but they're not just talking about the release of payment for the student debt. They also talking they rejected, they opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people.
And, no, I don't believe that. I don't think
okay.
That's true.
Okay, so do you not agree? Is it 0, 1, or 2? Or somewhat agree? Or not agree?
I do not agree with that.
Okay, so
I agree with what the court did.
Oh, okay.
Put it that way.
Okay. I strongly agree then. Okay, I got you. I understand. Okay. I strongly agree. Okay. America's democracy, the democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are
under attack. Now these questions are not correct. I don't know where you're getting your information about this, but that didn't happen.
Well, it's been going on in the news. It's there, you know.
I know what it is, and they're not telling the truth.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's varnished. And I don't agree with that. I know what's happened, and I disagree with that.
Okay, so do not agree at all. That's a 0, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of your survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please state your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10
means... Yeah, I told you that before. I'm
I know that. Thank you.
You tell this guy repeating the question doesn't help.
I know, because they're saying that sometimes people change their minds, and they do.
I see what they're doing. Yeah.
Well. Switching gears a little bit. This is the last question, and this is for statistical purposes only.
I'm trying to watch a movie.
And I appreciate you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. What was the last grade that you completed?
The last grade that I completed?
Yes, high school, college.
How do you number them?
Okay, the first is 1 to 11th grade. The second one is high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like a BA, a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, a master's and, you know. Okay, well, good. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
No, I'm married.
Thank you. I know you told me that before. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, thank God.
Think about your approach to political issues. Will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate, I guess.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week?
Not often.
More? Not often? Hardly ever.
Okay, well, all right.
That will work?
I guess.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. You live in the city. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ community? Yes or no?
You want to know if I'm a homosexual?
No, I don't want to know. The survey wants to know.
I mean, you're not supposed to ask questions
that. I apologize in advance. I got to read it verbatim. It's just a yes or no answer. We're almost done. We are 98. We only got that.
So well, I guess so. When you ask a question like that, I bet people are hanging up on you. Go through all this. I don't. I'm not.
Okay, we're done. Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been great, man. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the
time. You're in Florida?
That's where we're headquartered, yes. Yes,
is that where you are now?
Yes.
Where are you? What city?
Miami.
Oh, you're in South Florida. Okay. I have a daughter that lives in St. Petersburg. That's the only reason
I've been there. St. Petersburg.
Where are you from originally? You're accented, so.
I'm from Latin America, but I was born in El Salvador, but I immigrated to the United States when I was very young.
Where were you born?
El Salvador.
I'm sorry, I can't understand that.
El Salvador in Central America.
Oh, El Salvador in Central America.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's where that new president has a big penitentiary, doesn't he?
They love him. They love that guy.
I know they do.
You know?
I know they do.